Edith Piaf was just 4 feet and 10 inches tall, but the tiny French singer and actress left a huge mark in her home country and abroad. She died on this day more than 50 years ago. Her song, La Vie en Rose, is a French classic. And this summer, a Paris hula halal paid tribute to Piaf by sharing a hula at her gravesite in the historic cemetery Père Lachaise. Come along on the trip to the City of Lights. Ole and Mele, chants and songs. For months, members of Halal Mele and Halal Hula Omanoa rehearsed leading up to the 25th anniversary of the founding of a Paris Halal. In a stuffy dance studio in the heart of Paris, they add polish for an upcoming hula performance. Ukulele and slacky guitar add the island touch to a now familiar French favorite. Kaku lives in Paris now and teaches at the Halal. She recalled how years ago she choreographed a hula to the Edith Piaf classic as a way to bridge cultures. It has become, if you will, the Halal signature.
When Halal Hula O Manoa started, we were the first hula halal in Paris. And in order to give French people an idea of what basis of hula is, which is really that the gestures correspond to the words in a song, a mele, I thought of creating a hula to a French song. And I tried to think of a song, and the song that came to me was La Vie en Rose by Edith Piaf, because it's a song that's very beloved here in France and all over the world. People know it, even in Hawaii. And it's actually, the words are very simple. So I choreographed a hula to it, and it's sort of become one of the hula of our halal. And since our festival this year is about commemorating our kupuna and our kumu, we thought it would be nice to come to the cemetery Père Lachaise and pay tribute to Edith Piaf. By doing the hula, but also by presenting, because we have a Hawaiian version. I think it's a first in the entire world, a Hawaiian version of Edith Piaf's song, which is translated into Olelo Hawaii by Sam Gaughan. And we wanted also to present the Hawaiian and share the Hawaiian version with her.
Wherever you go, people, you turn heads because it's such a lovely song, and they know it in French, but then to hear it in Hawaiian is, I think, just something special.
Yes, it's very special, and it's a beautiful translation. Like all translations, it's not exactly, the words aren't exactly the same, but both versions just sort of give you that feeling. It's a sort of uplifting feeling. One of being a halal here in Paris, one of the things that we try to do is try to make that connection between Hawaii and France, and find ways that connect our two cultures, even though we're halfway around the world from each other. Thank you.
And like A Midsummer's Dream, native French speakers and members of the Halau from Paris and Hawaii pay tribute with a graveside hula for Edith Piaf, Paris's little sparrow. This was Simple and Sweet in French and Hawaiian for an audience of one. Aloha and mahalo, Edith Piaf, ahui ho.